You're listening to a Verulam Sport podcast made by Radio Verulam in association with Old Albanians Rugby Club.
Hi there, it's good morning. I'm with Brian Quinn at OA's Rugby today, and we're having a quick catch up on the last couple of weeks. We haven't spoken for a couple of weeks, Brian. How are things?
It's gone well for the Albanians so far. There have been three matches, three wins, 14 points out of a possible 15, so two bonus points there. And apart from the dreadful events, as you mentioned, at Henley with David Hyde's death after the match, everything pales into insignificance alongside that. But we have to stay with it, and Albanians are doing well. There are still several people out of the squad, some with positive COVID tests. I think there's two of those. There are some who haven't understood that it's a new season yet, so they're out. We have plenty of people to come back. So having done that and won three games out of three, it's a very good start of the season. We're very pleased.
Brilliant. So last time we spoke, it was obviously Henley, and then it was Canterbury at home, I believe. That was, and that was a good game.
The Canterbury match was, I think, for Albanians, full of mistakes, really. So it's good to win and make sure that the coach has got plenty to do, because it justifies his existence. And he's a very good coach, and he seems to be enjoying himself. He's also put in two cameo performances himself on the pitch in the last two matches against Canterbury and against Hinckley. So I'm sure he enjoyed that. We made some defensive errors against Canterbury, and they took full advantage of that. We came back to win the match. Against Hinckley a couple of days ago, Hinckley, as so many Midland sides are very strong in the forwards. So you can expect a very strong pack at scrum time and exactly the same performance at line-out. And they were by far the better side in both of those conditions. Albanians had more speed at the back, and their defence held up most of the game. And that meant that ultimately the points went to Albanians. But they were 27-7 up at half-time, and a lot of that lead evaporated. So they will have to take care of that. They will have to work on scrummaging and, indeed, line-out.
Brilliant. So Dan George, he's the head coach, is that right?
He is. He's the coach.
Yeah. Is this his first season?
He's been with us through lockdown, but yes, it's his first playing season.
Right.
There's been playing for the last year or so, but the lads know him pretty well by now, and what training has been possible, he's organised. And he's overseen the different sort of play that Albanians are putting into effect these days. They're spinning the ball wide at every available opportunity. And Albanians have always had the backs to deal with that over the last several seasons. And he's putting that into force. So it's very entertaining rugby.
And does he work quite closely with James Osborne, who's the director of rugby?
Yes, he does.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's an interesting dynamic. Obviously, we see this in football and other sports, but having a director of the sport or director of football, director of rugby, and then a head coach, and that's the relationship they both have. How does that dynamic work?
I haven't got the first idea.
Okay. I wasn't sure whether there was like a push from the head, you know, the director of rugby seems to be connected to the owner and in football, and he's sort of like trying to pull the financial strings, and the head coach is always the one who we see in the headlines, like a Jose Mourinho, you know, complaining all the time that he's not getting the funds or he's not getting the respect that he wants. But I just wondered how that dynamic might work.
Well, I wonder which of those two, David or Dan, is the special one. But it's probably Dan George, I would think, because he's the guy who puts who puts muscle in everything that Albanians want to do. And the administration side of things, that would go to that nice Mr. Osborne. That's as far as I've gone into it. I watch every game Albanians do, and how it comes apart, or how it comes to pass, I should say, is not something I really bothered myself with. Perhaps I should, but it's been a long time now. So, yeah, it's a new thing. I will make sure I know this by next week's game.
Excellent. So I also saw on the Twitter feed that the second team, what are they called again? Are they the
put them to the Romans, I think.
The Romans, that's right, yeah. They played, I think, yesterday or Monday. They had a good win as well. So obviously, looking at the first team, you have a huge squad. And do many of those? How many of those fit in and out of the Romans team? Many at all?
Well, the two sides train together, so they're interchangeable, and it has to be that way because with the game being what it is these days, injuries come a lot more often than they used to, say 30 years ago. So the second 15 are a very tidy outfit indeed, and so many of these players are interchangeable, and they do get their opportunities these days when injuries occur or for some reason the first 15 player isn't available.
Got you. Okay. So how about the next couple of weeks? What's in store for the first team? I think, is it Worthing Raiders at home this weekend?
It's Worthing. We've had a good record against Worthing, certainly in the last 5 years. So I think Albanians will be confident of next Saturday's result, but they obviously have to make sure that the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted because the scrum needs work. There's no doubt of that. So if you have a powerful scrum against you, then you tend not to get the possession that you want. It's old-fashioned rugby, if you will, but you do have to have possession, and that's the main reason of getting it, either at the breakdown or maintaining it in the tights, at tight scrums, at line-out time. That has to be scientifically very well set up indeed.
Got you. And how's the... Obviously, we haven't had much rain, so I guess the ground's quite hard at the moment. So does that have an impact on injuries, on knocks, or are they bearing up? I know with youth rugby, it tends to start a little later, that the actual games don't really start, do they, straight away? I don't know where they have this season. Normally, they wait for the ground to soften up a bit.
Well, I don't know if anybody's ever said, let's wait for the ground to soften up, because it doesn't matter whether it's absolutely frosty or bone hard because of the sun. It's the same sort of thing. So and of course, we're in England, so you never can tell what the weather's going to do. Rugby is easier to play in the dry.
It's nice
to have a bit of give in the ground, but hey, you can't have everything, I suppose.
Excellent. And then the rest of the club, the junior section's all gone back again, started to train again. Is that correct?
Yeah, the mini juniors are training. The ladies, a wonderfully strong section. For the first time in 10 years, we're fielding two ladies senior sides. And there's the 18s, I think it is, and the under 13s. It's a very strong section. As I've said before, the club wants to try and provide rugby facilities for anybody between the age of 3 and 300. And they're doing a very, very good job of that. It's if you're there on a Sunday morning, the ladies train are active in Sunday afternoon. But if you're there in the morning, then there's boys and girls. There can be anything up to 900 of them. Wow. It's an astounding thing to see. So really, really very good. Everybody's welcome.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure other people will definitely, anybody listening will probably think, if I've got a son or a daughter, who's interested to come on down. I know when I've been down, there's been quite a queue for the coffees, let's put it that way. It's a fantastic facility as well. Oh, brilliant. Well, look, Brian, you know, it's great to hear that everything's going in the right direction. Three wins out of three is a fantastic start. I'm sure plenty of other teams in the division will be thinking something similar. As you mentioned, you've got Worthing Raiders at home this week. If anybody has got time on that, wants to go and watch some OAs and some good rugby. The following week, I think, looking at the events calendar, is Red Ruth. That's quite a journey, I believe.
That's somewhere near Africa, I think.
Yeah. That sounds like a fun bus journey.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Yeah. Will you be going to that one?
I don't know. The jury's out on that one. It's I've been to Red Ruth a couple of times, and obviously it's a beautiful part of the world. So it's got that in its favour, I guess. Red Ruth are a very strong side as well.
Brilliant. Well, thanks ever so much for catching up today. You know, it's good to hear everything's in the right direction. Players are playing well, and let's up the OAs, and let's hopefully we'll be able to catch up in another couple of weeks and hear how they're doing and see what's going on. Brilliant.
Thanks for your wishes. Yeah, we look forward to talking to you again.
Great stuff. Thanks then. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the OA Rugby Update Podcast in association with Radio Verulam. For more information on Old Albanians Rugby Club, go to oarugby.com.